Thank you. Good afternoon. In February of 2015, the Toledo-Lucas County Health Department received a call from a local infection control preventionist regarding two cases of Mycobacterium chelonae infections associated with LASIK eye surgery. Mycobacterium chelonae is a rapidly growing mycobacterium. It has been isolated in natural and potable freshwater sources, soil, and contaminated solutions. It can produce a biofilm when adhering to surfaces, and it has the potential to become drug resistant. Upon beginning our investigation, we notified the Ohio Department of Health, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Our methods included an in-person interview with Clinic A and a viewing of advanced surface treatment surgery. The FDA received information on drops prescribed to the patients to see if there are any complaints associated with the lot numbers prescribed. Ohio's syndromic reporting system, EpiCenter, was reviewed for eye-related infections following surgery. A case control questionnaire was given over the phone to all patients who received LASIK eye surgery and AST eye surgery during the exposure period, and then the Ohio Department of Health outlined case definitions as follows. We also completed environmental environmental sampling of Clinic A. Right here you can see a diagram of the surgery room. The sampling was focused around where water exposure was present. A total of 16 samples were collected using bulk and swab material. So this included things like first catch from the tap water, the faucet, the drain, the AC unit, also the humidifiers that were in the room. Here are selected characteristics of case patients. We ultimately identified four cases. Three were female, the median age was 40, all received LASIK eye surgery in both eyes. The median incubation period was 16 days, and again, all had Mycobacterium chelonae infections. Susceptibility testing of the organism determined the antibiotic course administered to the four cases. So this was moxifloxacin and a fortified tobramycin drop, and then some cases were put on an oral clarithromycin. Clinic A was given the recommendation from the Toledo-Lucas County Health Department and the Ohio Department of Health to refrain from all LASIK and AST surgeries until the source of the infection could be identified and corrected. And here is a close-up of a case infection with Mycobacterium chelonae. Pulsed field gel electrophoresis was completed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention after we were able to identify Mycobacterium chelonae from a small portable misting style humidifier that was used in the LASIK surgery room. The first three patient isolates you can see are 100% matched to the humidifier isolate. And in the fourth patient isolate, there was a two-band difference identified. So this was still greater than 95% similarity. This outbreak highlights the importance of routine cleaning and careful disinfection of the surgical room environment in all LASIK surgery centers. It also reveals the need for more specific guidance on humidifier use in LASIK eye surgery settings. Some of the limitations that we came across were patient participation. We were not able to successfully interview all of the patients who were seen for LASIK eye surgery during the exposure period. And then also, again, very little guidance on humidifier use in LASIK surgery settings. Recommendations and follow-up were made by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and disclosed to the facility by the Toledo-Lucas County Health Department. Do not use a small humidifier. Replace it with an evaporative-style humidifier approved for use in healthcare settings. Use point-of-use filters for tap water to fill the humidifiers. So 0.2 microns are smaller, should be sufficient in this investigation. And implement a regular cleaning schedule of the humidifiers. And then also testing of the new humidification system once it's been implemented to make sure that the issue has been resolved. I'd like to acknowledge the following individuals and agencies for help in this investigation. We couldn't have completed it at the local level without their assistance. Thank you.